Back again to Jimmy Allen. The Mammoth Motion Picture Studios, with Speed Robertson and Jimmy Allen doing the stunt flying, are filming an air picture. But on location at the same field are Nails Ballou and his pilots filming another air movie for Pacific Studios. The discovery is made that the Pacific Studios picture bears a most amazing similarity to the one being filmed by the Mammoth Company. It is known that Nails Ballou read the Mammoth Studio script before going to work for Pacific. He has also done all he could to delay the filming of the Mammoth picture. But can anything be done about it? Mr. Stewart, director of Mammoth's picture, is in the room occupied by Speed and Jimmy. The three are discussing the grave situation.
Well, the situation seems clear in my mind, Mr. Stewart. Ballou read your story when Mr. Milliken was considering placing him in charge of the flying. Then he became sore because Jimmy and I were hired to do the flying, and he went to Pacific Studios, told them the story, and sold them the idea of filming another one just like it.
I'm convinced that's just what happened, Robertson. And at the same time, Ballou probably guaranteed he'd be able to delay us so that Pacific would get their film out first.
Well, Speed showed you the letter he received from Mike Mancuso, and that was the way he was able to cause so many delays to us.
Yes, it's perfectly clear to me now. But that doesn't solve the problem of what to do about it. The Mammoth Studio has an exceptionally large sum of money invested in this picture, which will be a total loss if we can't get our picture out first. Some way, somehow, we've got to do it.
Well, the only thing I can think of, Mr. Stewart, is to start working overtime. I personally am willing, and I'm sure the rest of the men are. But we'll work day and night to beat out Ballou in the Pacific Studios.
I don't think that will do any good.
Why not, Mr. Stewart?
Because as soon as the Pacific crowd sees us rushing work on our picture, they'll do the same on theirs, and we won't gain anything.
Hell, offhand, I can't think of anything else.
Well, I have an idea.
Okay, let's have it.
Did you ever hear of fighting fire with fire?
Sure I have, but I don't just see how that applies here.
Ballou evidently hired this Mike Mancuso to jimmy up our planes and do everything he could to prevent the ships from flying. Why can't we do the same thing with them?
You mean bribe one of their mechanics to do things to their ships?
That's the idea exactly.
Well, if there was ever justification for something like that, I think we have it. But I'd much prefer some other way.
So would I, Robertson. Now, mind you, I don't like to descend to underhanded methods any more than you do. I wouldn't under any circumstances consider such a course if the other people hadn't started the dirty work first. But something's got to be done, and done right away. We're in a very precarious situation.
Yes, I appreciate that, Mr. Stewart. But let's see if we can't think of some other method first.
I have an idea. From what you say, Speed, Ballou must have a bad record behind him. Now, perhaps we could investigate him and find out something that would cause him to be arrested, or at least that we could go to Pacific Studios with and have him discharged.
Well, I've already thought of that, Jimmy. In fact, I'm having his record looked up now through several different agencies. I'm hoping something will come of it. I don't know, though. Ballou is so shrewd that I doubt very much whether anything definite can be pinned on him. However, I'm sure we'd have to do something very definite to get Pacific Studios to dispense with his services. It looks to me as though their skirts aren't any too clean themselves.
You're absolutely correct there, Robertson. If our theory is right, they're as guilty as Ballou.
If some definite proof could be obtained that Ballou did steal our story and have it changed slightly for Pacific Studios, could anything be done about it?
Most certainly. But it would have to be some very definite proof indeed. Hmm. A manuscript, something like that.
You know, there's another method which we might use in accomplishing our purpose.
What do you mean, Alan?
Well, as I understand it, having Ballou and his pilots and equipment on the field is to help us in making the large air scenes for our picture. And in return, we are to help them with theirs.
That's right, Alan. What are you getting at?
Well, at first they helped us much more than we helped them. Lately, it's been the other way around.
Yeah, now that you mention that, Jimmy, I'd like to remind both of you of something else.
Yes, Robertson?
The days we flew when helping them, our ships were usually okay. It was only when we had to do flying on our own picture that we had trouble.
Just some more circumstantial evidence against Ballou. But proceed, Alan. What's your idea?
We could start flying all of the scenes at once that are going to require the assistance of Ballou and his pilots.
Huh. Well, that's certainly a thought. In fact, it's a darn good idea if it'll work. Well, that way, we'll finish the scenes that we need help on, and after that, we can speed up and complete the rest of the sequences in no time.
A most excellent idea, but I'm very much afraid it won't work. Ballou and the Pacific crowd aren't idiots, you know. It won't take them very long to guess what we're doing, and then the jig will be up.
I'm very much afraid Mr. Stewart's right, Jim. But what you said has given me another idea along the same line. In fact, it might be turning the tables on Ballou.
Splendid. Nothing would suit me better. What is it?
Well, when we have to do any flying on our own picture that requires the assistance of Baloo and his men, our planes will be all right. But when we have to help them, we can always find a lot of things wrong.
I'm afraid they'll get wise to that, too, Robertson. But we might try it. I can't think of anything better at the moment.
Come in. Why, hello, Harry and Roy, too.
Are we interrupting, Speed?
No, not at all. We were just talking over some matters with Mr. Stewart, but I think we're about through. Did you have anything else, Mr. Stewart?
No, nothing more. You'll proceed along the lines we've discussed. In the meantime, Mr. Milliken and I will talk over any other possible measures.
Okay, we'll see you in the morning.
Right. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night.
Good night. Well, I guess I'd better be running along, too.
No, please don't go, Jim. We'd rather have you present anyway while we talk over what's on our minds.
Okay. I'll be glad to stay, but after all, Speed here is in charge of flying, and he's the one that has to make all decisions.
We know that, Jimmy, but you've been so nice to both Roy and me that, well, we'd prefer to have you here. Besides, it will save us the trouble of looking you up to say goodbye.
What's that?
Goodbye? Well, what in the world are you talking about?
Dad and I have been talking things over, Mr. Robertson. And we finally come to the decision that it'd be better for everyone concerned if we handed in our resignation.
Well, gee, we're more than halfway through the picture now. Can't you hang on until we're finished?
I'd like to, Jim, the worst way. Both Roy and I need the money badly, but I think it's much better for us and for you fellas and the rest of the pilots if we left.
Well, I don't understand what's back of all this, Phelps. You've made your position sufficiently clear for me to know why you wish to leave. But how does it concern the rest of us?
Baloo won't be satisfied until he gets me. And the more you other fellows befriend me and take my side, the more eager he'll be to get you, too.
Well, if that's what's worrying you, Phelps, just go back and forget about it. Now, whether you leave or not isn't going to make any difference in Baloo's feeling toward me. Not after that thrashing I gave him.
Speed's right, Harry. If Baloo's got it in for the rest of us now, your leaving isn't going to change matters any at all.
Now, listen, Harry. I don't like to see you go as far as you have and then quit. If you want to stick it out, Jim and I'll help you all we can. I'll see that Baloo doesn't have an opportunity to pull any of the stuff on you that he's pulled before. However, if you've absolutely made up your mind, why don't you go away somewhere, up in the mountains, or maybe down at some seashore place and take a rest. Leave Roy here with us. At least he'll be getting his paycheck.
No, Speed, I couldn't possibly do that. Baloo hates me and everything that belongs to me. If he couldn't get me, he'd get Roy.
I honestly think your imagination's run away with you. Nevertheless, I can see that you're all upset. In fact, your nerves are pretty well shot to pieces.
They are, Speed. I know they are. I can't sleep.
No, Mr. Robertson. If Dad goes, I'll have to leave with him. Wherever he went, he'd be worrying himself to death about me here. It'd be just as bad as staying.
Yes, I can see that. Yes, I guess you're right. If your dad leaves Roy, you'll have to go with him. Besides, I think he needs someone to look after him.
Now listen, you two. Stick it out with us here. We only have a little more than a week to go. We'll get by some way or other. You know, I think Baloo just about shot his wad. But you can bank on this. Speed and I and the rest of the boys are with you fellas 100% against Baloo. If he tries anything on you, he'll have all of the rest of us to reckon with, too.
I wish I could stay. I don't think I've ever had truer friends than you two. But I just don't see how I can. I have a feeling deep down in my heart that if I don't get away from here right away, something terrible is going to happen. Not only to me, but to all the rest of you. I know none of us will leave here alive.
Oh, Harry, I'm sure you don't realize how utterly ridiculous that sounds. Oh, but there's another thing. We're more than halfway through the picture. If you and Roy leave right now, it'll put me in a bad spot. We'll have to hold up production until we can get a couple of pilots to replace you two.
That's right, Dad. We didn't think of that.
You're right, Robertson. I can't let you down. You've been too square with me. I'll stay. Both Roy and I will stay. We'll stay and see this thing through, even if it means the end.
Well, I'm sure it won't mean anything like that, Harry. Oh, I'm sure everything will be all right. Now, run along, you two. We got a lot of flying to do tomorrow.
So long, Jimmy.
Good night.
So long.
See you tomorrow.
Take it easy, Harry.
What do you think, Speed?
I'd honestly like to see Harry stay, Jim. Nothing will happen to him, I'm sure. And when we're all through, he'll be a new man. Come in.
Speed Robertson, as I live and breathe. He told me I'd find you here. Don't you remember old Sandy Carson over at the ETO?
Sandy Carson? Why, I'll say I do. Or where in the world did you pop up from?
I happen to be in Los Angeles, Speed, working on a case. You know, I've been with the FBI.
Well, that's right down your alley. You were in G2 in Europe.
Well, yesterday, Speed, Washington forwarded me a letter which you had written several weeks ago. You wanted something about Ballou's past record. They sent it on to me because, well, I probably know more about Ballou than anyone else. I called up Mammoth Studios, found you were out here on location, and decided to take a run out here to pay you a visit. At the same time, I can give you all the dope I have.
Well, I'm certainly glad to see you, Sandy. This is Jimmy Allen.
Jimmy Allen? Glad to know you, Jim.
Certainly glad to meet you, Mr. Carson.
Well, we both agree on that. Well, Speed, I can tell you something about Nails Ballou that will surprise you.
Well, I'm not so sure of that. Nothing's going to surprise me very much about that fella. But go ahead, shoot.
Well, as far as you knew, Ballou is just an ordinary flying officer in the air service. Now that the war is behind us, I can tell you something that will astonish you. Nails Ballou is rough and tough and all that, but he's got plenty of nerve, too. At least he did have. He was really a spy in the American service. And he made many dangerous flights over the German lines seeking valuable information for the Allies.
Speed did not find out what he expected concerning Ballou. But weird developments are in store. Don't miss the next episode in the air adventures of Jimmy Allen.